For people with loved ones in the military, the holidays can be especially difficult. In Phoenix, a group of mothers with sons or daughters in the Marines meets for lunch every Wednesday. They haven't missed a week since January. And they gathered yesterday, Christmas Eve, to reflect on this difficult year. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Abigail Beshkin reports.
They call themselves Semper Fi 24/7. They gather each week at an all-you-can-eat buffet restaurant called Sweet Tomatoes. Today, the mothers have spread photo albums, Christmas cookies, and red, white, and blue Christmas ornaments on the table. Rosa Tejada wears a t-shirt with a picture of her son, Edward, in full uniform. He returned from Iraq June 15th. Weeks later, Tejada's nephew left for Afghanistan.
I'm happy, but then I'm sad because I have my nephew over there, and it's not, you know, over there in Afghanistan, it's not safe. It's like Iraq, you know. I'm happy, but I'm not happy, you know what I mean? I still get kind of emotional when I think about him.
Janice Budd's daughter has also returned from Iraq, but is spending Christmas at her base in San Diego. Though Budd is grateful her daughter is safe now, it's hard knowing what's around the corner.
Last year, knowing that she was on her way to Iraq was tough. This year, she's not here, but I also know that after the first of the year, she's going back to Iraq.
Only one woman at this Christmas Eve lunch has a child in Iraq now. Don Frizzell's son, Chad, is stationed just outside Baghdad. Christmas this year is almost unbearable.
It's Christmas, and I try to think about the reason for the season, of course. We're going to have another Christmas when Chad comes home.
The women at the table are wearing yellow ribbons, dog tags, or pins with the words, "My son or my daughter is a Marine." Group founder Vianna Bruce says the Marine moms will meet for as long as anyone with a child in the military needs support.
My whole family will be home around the Christmas tree, around the dinner table, and a lot of people will not have that opportunity. You know, there'll be an empty seat at their table and unwrapped packages under their tree that they can't share with their loved ones.
The mood at the table isn't entirely somber. The women brighten when they talk about the care packages crammed with necessities. Don Frizzell describes what she sent her son in Iraq.
Heaters, long johns, ski socks, blanket, food, of course. Being from Arizona, their big deal are taco kits. They're so hungry for Mexican food, nothing will do.
Rosa Tejada says her nephew also craves Mexican food. 3 weeks ago, she sent a box to Afghanistan. In it were 8 dozen tortillas. Tejada says her nephew called to say he and his buddies ate the homemade tortillas in one day. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Beshkin in Phoenix, Arizona.